Hello, what's up? What's up, friends? My name is Sarah Birch. I am the host of 20-somethings podcast, your go-to podcast where we talk about all aspects of being in your 20s, in the 2020s, navigating, succeeding, failing at jobs, relationships, friendships, mental health, everything. I am back with a little bit of video content. I have a YouTube video up for this one. I just actually had my hair and makeup done today, and I had a really refreshing, really fun weekend in Toronto that just really inspired me to kind of get back on my grind and pursue my dreams and put myself out there. So make sure that you, even if you do want to just watch the video version, I totally get it. I do have a very beautiful face. I totally understand. Just kidding. But I would still really, really appreciate it if you could go into Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts and still download the episode or still subscribe or still leave a rating and review but the one issue with doing video content for the podcast is that it does unfortunately take away from my analytics on the audio side, if that makes sense. So if you can support me in either way, I definitely appreciate it. If you are on YouTube, then feel free to like, share, subscribe, all that stuff. Okay, now that I've wrapped that up, let's get into this week's topic. I want to talk about weight loss, weight gain, and then just the constant impossible standards of body positivity and or body amelioration in this world, the hustle culture, the diet culture. It's just too much. And I am someone who openly struggles, has struggled in the past. I still do struggle, I'm not going to lie, but I am in the process of recovery of an eating disorder. And I talk all about that in full detail and give like some tips and tricks in one of my old podcast with Amanda. So check that out. It should be under this podcast, but just way further back. It was from 2021, I think, or 2022. So yeah, check that out if you want to hear more about my story and Amanda's story when it comes to eating disorders. I hope this video doesn't get like taken down. I don't know how all the censorship and stuff works on YouTube now, but I know it's pretty bleak for creators out here who just want to have real conversations. I am 27. I am a woman of child-rearing age. Rearing? I just mix breeding and rearing. Child-breeding or rearing age. And I can feel that in my body. Not just in the sense where I actually see like a cute baby now and I'm like, oh, I get like little tingles in my ovaries. But also just like, I'm just getting bigger. My hips have gotten wider, my boobs have gotten bigger, my stomach is holding on to more weight, like I have a harder time getting that shredded six-pack look that I had when I was like 20. And I do think a lot of that is lifestyle, like things have changed, I've slowed down a little bit, I work from home now, I'm not able to do 2 hours in the gym like I used to when I was in university, and I am eating a regulated, healthy diet where I eat more than 1,000 calories a day. So with all that being said, it makes sense that I've gained weight. And I some days see that as a good thing. And in all honesty, some days I see it as a bad thing. And it's just a constant struggle of trying to accept my new body and how it looks and how it feels and how it performs, because it's not how I remember it being, you know, 5-6 years ago when I was just entering into my 20s. And that's something I feel like a lot of women don't talk about, is like how your body really does start to naturally change as you move through your 20s. Your metabolism slows down, your body starts going into like, whether you, and this is not like saying you have to have a child, like, or maybe you have female reproductive parts, but you don't even identify as female. I'm just talking generally, but like biologically, your body is starting to prepare for being able to safely conceive and house a child. If you don't have any body weight at all on your body, or you're not even able to have a consistent period, then it's obviously not super safe or super viable for you to be able to carry on with a pregnancy or have a safe pregnancy or a safe delivery. So it is, in a sense, the female body's way of saying, like, I want to protect you and I want to protect your future potential child by making sure you have like enough fat and enough substance and sustenance on your body. And I think that's beautiful. But often when you hit like 16, 17, you start to notice cellulite on your legs or your butt. And of course, it's hard, you know, it's not the sexiest thing in the world potentially, and it hasn't really been romanticized at all in society. I mean, people are now starting slowly to show their stretch marks and show their cellulite on social media and celebrate it, but that is still not nearly as common as seeing these tight little tushies that have not an inch of cellulite on them. Whether that's photoshopped or not, I don't know, but there is more exposure to real, unfiltered bodies out there, but there's still not as much as there should be. But anyway, that's a whole other topic. And it is quite unavoidable. Like, you can do all the squats and all the diets, and a lot of the times you're going to have cellulite. And if you have zero nuance whatsoever, then you'll probably comment something that's like, you're encouraging people to be fat. All I'm saying is that sometimes when you actually educate yourself on like the biological, scientific reasons why our bodies are the way they are, especially as women, when we've been trained through society, and young men have also been trained through society, unfortunately, to view our bodies primarily, first and foremost, as a object of sexual desire and gratification, and an object to be judged, criticized, approved of, denied, etc. Like, our bodies are not seen primarily in an aesthetic purpose anyway, as like something that's useful, something that's smart, something that's magical. You know, we often think of men's big muscles and men's ability to lift heavy things and whatever, and we're like, well, they're built that way because men are the protectors and men go out and hunt and gather, just like back in the day, back in the prehistoric age, and men are the laborers. Like, men historically have been the coal miners and lumberjacks. I don't know, you can tell I'm Canadian. We've always, in some ways in society, like, praised and accepted men's big burly bodies because we're like, oh yeah, like, we love a big man who can like protect us and who can do this and lift heavy shit. And I just never found that same principle applied to women so much. Like, it was like your body is seen as undesirable a lot of the time once you've had a child. Like, once you have big leaking boobs and stretch marks and potential cellulite and maybe some scars from your C-section or whatever it may be, you just almost like, I don't know, I never had a child, but I am just speaking from the accounts that I've heard through friends and family and other creators, is like, it almost feels like you just are like invisible. And it takes a minute, I imagine, to readjust to your new body and your new place and your new responsibilities. And I don't know if I'm just rambling on here, but the way I always like had this, as someone with an eating disorder, I always had this kind of toxic mindset when it came to reproducing. I don't want to gain weight. I've never wanted to gain weight. Am I saying that being fat is bad? No. Am I saying that being overweight is bad? No, of course not. Fat phobia is rampant and horrible and should be abolished, of course. I don't think it should be so extreme to say that, like, I personally try not to gain weight because I am, well, there's multiple reasons. I'm very, very tall. I'm 5'11", 5'10". And so for me, like, I just feel better in clothes and I just feel better in my day-to-day life when I'm a little bit thinner, because I just, you know, you already get made fun of your whole childhood for being so tall, and people would call me Birch Tree or Butch, or because my last name's Birch, or like just comment on how big I was. I was bigger than all the boys, and I was a dancer. I was a competitive dancer my entire life, and now I'm a dance teacher. And I think it just really made me want to be petite. Like, I don't know, I just was always called on to be like the tall, strong girl who like lifted the other girls in dance, or who like had to stand at the very back tip of the school picture because I was so tall. I was taller than all the boys. And I think, I'm sure anyone who's really tall can understand, I was like, if I'm gonna be tall, like crazy tall, like almost 5'11", then I want to look like Taylor Swift, or I want to look like Kate Moss or Kendall Jenner. Like, I don't want to look like big and massive and like take up so much space. Like, at least if I'm going to be tall, I want to be slim, and that way I can be like willowy and like delicate and whatever. And this is all very problematic, and I admit that, but this is how I thought and sometimes how I still do think. But I had a fear of gaining weight, and I think there is a part of me that still does. Am I going to like lose all sense of self-worth and like throw my life away if I gain weight? No, but it's just a preference for me personally on how I like to dress and how I like to look. And then it's also just easier for me to be in good shape. I'm not saying I need to be skinny, but I just want to be in like good, healthy shape because I teach dance a few nights a week. I'm walking the dog all the time. And it's just more feasible for me in the life I want to live to be on the more athletic, leaner side. However, my body is currently in a place where it just doesn't want to do that necessarily. Like, I know I'm not an overweight, fat, obese person. I do know that. Like, I'm not claiming to be. Oh my God, I'm so scared I'm going to get canceled. Like, I'm literally overthinking everything. I was like, I'm just trying to be real. However, I don't know whether it's because I'm on anxiety medication now or whether it's because I work from home, so I have a little bit more of a sedentary lifestyle than I did in my early 20s, or whether it's just because I am getting closer to 30 and my body is just slowing down a little bit and like getting ready for a different phase of life. I don't know what it is. It's probably a mixture of all of those things, but like I often don't recognize my own body. And I know my sister can relate to that a lot. She had a child 8 months ago, and she also feels that same way, like very disconnected from her own body and how she looks now. And you know, you've lived with a certain type of body for years and years, and then it's like someone takes a photo of you or a video of you like without you knowing, and then they show it to you and you're like, is that how I look? And it's like a really freaky thing. Like, it's really upsetting because you're like, you look in the mirror or whatever and you say these positive affirmations and you're like, I look good, like I'm sexy, I'm strong, I'm healthy, I'm a woman, I'm a fucking woman. And then like you just see like a really bad angle candid photo that someone took of you like at a dance recital or something, and I'm like, oh my God. And that's when my ED triggers flare up on all fronts. It is an evolution, and it is a process to be able to truly love my body and appreciate my body and talk kindly to my body in all its different shapes and forms and sizes and variations. And I used to do this. This was where I was trying to go with this conversation, and I got so sidetracked. But when I used to think about, people would be like, well, you know, if you're so hard on yourself for gaining 5 pounds, what are you going to do when you're pregnant? And I'd always be like, no, I think it's going to be really refreshing for me to be pregnant. Because, and again, this is so like problematic, and probably there's just like, I need to talk to my therapist about this. But anyway, I'm just being honest, and I bet you some of you have had the same thought. I was like, because it'll give me a once in a lifetime opportunity to gain weight and like eat more food than I normally let myself eat without feeling guilty about it, because I'm freaking growing a baby, and not one person can say shit to me about gaining weight or being a bit chubby or being a bit round because I'm pregnant. It's like that one opportunity in life where women aren't necessarily objectified for how sexy they are. Like, it's a whole other different sphere. I mean, I think you are still objectified in other ways and you're still judged in other ways, but not so much on like how flat your stomach is, how big your boobs are, like how much cellulite you have. Like, people usually cut you some slack when you're pregnant. So I always looked at that as almost something that would be a relief for me. And then as I've gotten older and thought more about it, I'm not sure if that's how I'm actually going to feel or if that's just a romanticized notion of pregnancy. But I will cross that bridge when I come to it. I'm not even anywhere close. But let me know if you guys out there have ever had some sort of similar thought to that. I am actually curious if that's like a reoccurring thought with young women. And then there's also weight loss. So that was the other side of the spectrum. I started like really losing weight. I did Weight Watchers when I was in second year university. So I was like 19, and I lost maybe 25 pounds or so over the course of however many months. And I just got compliment after compliment after compliment. And people were like, damn, you're looking really good. Oh my God, look at you. Like, wow, that outfit just looks so good on you. Or like, I got so much more attention from men. I got like, I had so much more confidence just personally. Like, I would wear whatever the heck I wanted, everything fit. Like, I didn't have to like suck it in to zip my skirt up. Like, everything just fit. And I would just like walk around like I owned the place, and I would get compliments. And I don't know, like looking back, maybe it is I was just getting compliments and attention because I was so confident, or maybe it is because I was thinner. It's again, probably both of those things intertwined. Yes, I think confidence goes a very long way, but it's naive to not recognize the fact that we do live in a world that is fat phobic and that does praise thinness and has praised thinness for decades and decades and decades. Not forever, you know, way back in the day, curvy, chubby women used to be all the rage. But eventually going into the 2010s, there was this weird subversion of that where women were allowed to be curvy. And I think a huge part of that was probably the growth of Instagram influencers and that whole Instagram hourglass body. I think the Kardashians have a lot to do with it. Female rappers like Nicki Minaj coming through. It still wasn't about embracing being chubby or being fat. Like, it was still about having a thin stomach and thin arms, but big boobs and a big ass. So it was like, you can't be fat all around. You can't be curvy all around. You have to be curvy in the right places, which is extremely hard to do unless you're genetically blessed or unless you've been surgically altered. Even the whole body positivity, curvy is in, like, show off your boobs, show off your butt, girl, own it. Like, even that came with all these stipulations of what it actually meant to be curvy. And even I struggle with that, even now, because of the ramifications of the 2010s, because just as I'm starting to become curvy, I mean, I've been curvy now for like a year or two, but now curviness is no longer in. And now the 90s supermodel thin energy is back, like skinny's back. Prime example of that, Ozempic. I literally saw Ozempic when I was in Toronto this weekend, all over the buses, the trains, branded everywhere. And then, of course, there's all these rumors that all these celebrities, I'm not going to name names, but they're all taking it and they're all getting really thin. Like, all the Kardashians are now very thin. Like, Kylie and Kim and Chloe. Like, every time I see photos of them now, I'm like, who are you? Like, I mean, they look amazing. Don't get me wrong. Like, they look fabulous, but it is just, it doesn't look attainable. It doesn't look real, but yet, whether you like it or not, your mind and your subconscious is registering those images and comparing them to you. And you might, and you probably do have the knowledge to distinguish, like, I know that's not 100% real. I know that A, they've been photoshopped. B, they have dietitians, nutritionists, personal trainers, surgeons. But even if you're the smartest girl on earth and you know all of that, there is still a part of you, even if it's just subconscious, that's going to make those comparisons. And like, I was taking photos on the beach in my bikini this weekend. Check it out on my Instagram, Sarah Birch. And literally the same time, I was like looking through the photos of me and I was like, there was a few cute ones, but I had to pose to the high heavens. Like, I was tweaking this and pushing that out and sucking this in. Like, I really had to work for those photos, honey. Meanwhile, Kylie Jenner pops up in her little green bikini and just looks like a god. And I'm like, well, fuck. Like, and it's like, why don't my photos look like that? And I'm 27 years old and I still think to myself, why don't my photos look like that? Why doesn't my body look like that? She's had two kids and my body still doesn't look like that. And I've had no kids. So then the comparison game starts going and it's very dangerous. And I'm 27 and I go to therapy. So imagine being like a 14-year-old right now and going through all of this and navigating this social media world. And I just want to give like all the praise in the world to people like The Birds Papaya on Instagram, people like Ashley Graham, who are just like so sexy and so beautiful and so fun and so real and raw. And they are a little bit more plus size and they show their stretch marks and they show their rolls and they show their cellulite and they just embrace it. And they are doing the Lord's work by doing that because I cannot imagine it's easy. I can't imagine the type of horrible, hateful, misogynistic comments that they get. And they still plug along and keep doing it. I'm trying to think of other examples right now of women who are genuinely like doing the Lord's work by showing off. I can't think of her name. Elizabeth Turner or something. She's a British TikToker / Instagram girl, but she does makeup. But she's really transitioned from just doing makeup videos to doing, like, she shows her body hair, she shows her cellulite, her pimples, she talks about her acne journey, she talks about lighting and filters. And again, she gets so many hateful comments on her videos, but it's so important what she's doing. And I'm so grateful that someone as young and successful as her has, like, you know, the brains to be like, look, I can only get so far by posting videos of me doing makeup. I might as well start making more of an impact, start reaching more people. And then you can build a career from that has a lot more sustenance to it than just like being the makeup girl. And hey, no shade to people who are just the makeup girl. Like, you're probably making way more money than I am. But it's nice to see people take their platform and talk about real stuff, even though they know they're going to get hate for it. Like, I find that so brave. But overall, I would just say, if you are noticing someone's losing weight, it's just hard. It's a hard one. Like, if they've been very vocal about it and they're trying a new diet program, or they're trying a new weight loss program or a new exercise regime, and they're being very honest, like, hey, I lost 10 pounds, whoa, then for sure, be like, good for you, high five, yes. But if someone's just like slowly, privately losing weight, I would personally refrain from commenting either way, good or bad, like, because I know it fucked me up to have people constantly validate my weight loss, even though I was making myself sick, I was eating way less than recommended calories, I was working out way more than my body could handle. Like, I was not being very kind to myself, and people were validating that. And of course, they probably weren't seeing all of the stuff going on behind the scenes, but that didn't matter to me, as long as like the end result was being appreciated. So I would just say, like, if someone gains weight, if someone loses weight, I would just probably say to just keep your mouth shut, unless that person is clearly inviting you into a dialogue or into a conversation, or unless you're a medical professional and like that's some sort of conversation that needs to be had. Just know, like, if you are a young woman, you could eat the exact same amount of food, you could work out the exact same amount of minutes or hours, you could do all the right things as the girl beside you, and your bodies will never look the same, they'll never function the same. And one woman might bounce back perfectly after pregnancy, and one woman might never bounce back the way she was before. And like, it does suck that it's just so freaking random and so dependent on like genetics and your culture, and your, a lot of it is really out of your control, and a lot of it has to do with health. Like, maybe you have PCOS, or maybe you're going through chemo, or maybe you are transitioning and you're a transgender person. Like, there's so many different factors that also influence your weight. Like, it's just an ever-evolving journey. You, at some point, like, you do need to take accountability for your health and your wellness and your weight. Like, you, of course, I don't think anybody should just like give up on themselves and just like put garbage into their body and like never work out. Like, I don't think that's the case, but I think we do owe ourselves and each other a lot of grace and a lot of empathy, because it's hard just being a human being in this world, especially with social media. Like, I can't emphasize enough how much social media has influenced people's mental health and people's self-perception. And especially women, try to protect your peace at all costs. Follow the right people. But maybe follow people who are all about positive affirmations, people who are all about embracing your body, you know, just like people, healthy tips and tricks for developing self-love, or like read the right books or listen to the right podcasts, and just like try your best to surround yourself with positive influences instead of just constantly like berating yourself by comparing yourself to unattainable ideals of beauty. And I do it too, and we all do it. But I have gotten better as I've gotten older, and it's literally training. Like, you have to train yourself like anything else to like redirect those messages. And instead of saying like, she's so skinny, I'm so fat, I'll just be like, oh, women's bodies are just so sexy. Or I'll just straight up compliment her. Even if I don't feel like complimenting myself, I'll be like, wow, she looks great, good for her. Or like, damn, I love her confidence. Like, if you're tearing yourself down, it's more likely you'll tear other people down too in the process. So like, it's hard. Like, I realize that there are other people out there who should be, or who would be way more validated in their insecurities than I should be. But that doesn't mean I don't have insecurities. That doesn't mean I don't have past trauma with my body and with my relationships. It's my own journey. And if I feel like I need to lose weight, then that's a valid feeling for me. And I don't need people telling me what I should do and how I should feel. Like, just either support me and be kind, or like, just step out of the chat. And I know, you can't win. You can't win sometimes, especially with women. I get it. But like I said, just smile and nod. Smile and nod, or just say like, good for you. Or like, I'm here for you if you need support or whatever. Like, non-triggering comments are probably the best way to go when it comes to somebody talking about their weight. Our body is not just an object for you to enjoy as we walk down the street, or for you to judge if we wear a mini skirt, or like the amount of stories I hear where girls will tell me like, oh, my man told me if I gained weight, like, he would dump me, or if I didn't lose the baby weight after 8 months, then he'd be gone, Or like my man told me that I should hit the gym more because like there's nothing sexier than a woman who takes care of herself. Like, and then these men will be in the comment section like, rah, 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 we should be allowed to say what we want in a relationship. And it's like, yeah, for sure. Like everybody has their standards and their desires. Girls are out here all the time saying, I want a man who's rich. I want a man who's fit. I want a man who's this. And I don't know if that's right either. But it's just like, can we stop reducing like complex, beautiful, smart, complicated individuals into just like a checklist of things? And I think women do it too. And it's just like, it's just, there's always stories of women's bodies being literally like objectified, used and abused and discarded, or used as like a punching bag for men's rage. It's just too much. Like, it's just too much. We already have our own struggles and our own insecurities. And then to try to wonder about what men have to say and what men think. Like, if my man, especially if I pushed his child out of my vagina, if my man ever said, you need to lose this baby weight within so this amount of time, or like you've really let yourself go, like I want a girl who's, I'll be like, well, I want a man who has a brain in his head. I want a man who has a smidgen of decency, you know, maybe just a modicum of self-awareness and compassion. And I want a different man because you're gone. Bye. Like, I cannot deal with that. Women's bodies function differently from yours. We are not out here to be approved or disapproved by you. So if you are one of those men that comments on some celebrity's photo saying like, wow, she's really let herself go, or she's really gained weight, or I didn't even recognize her anymore because she's so fat, like, you need to be removed from Instagram, from all social media platforms, and put on an island away from society, because you are just the worst. So I think that's probably good for today. Thank you so much for watching and or listening. You guys know what to do to support me. Okay, I'm gonna go. I love you so much. Have a great week, and I'll see you soon. Bye.